This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver public schools remain deeply segregated by race, class, and language. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
More than half of all Latino students and English learners attend schools where low-income students of color are the majority. Those schools have lower achievement. White students overwhelmingly attend schools where white and higher-income students are the majority. The study by the Latino Education Coalition and CU Boulder found that Latino students are almost twice as likely as black students to attend schools segregated by students of color and poverty. Denver schools resegregated soon after court-ordered busing ended in 1995. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado's summer monsoon is a few weeks late, but it's now here. Forecasters with the National Weather Service in Boulder say the seasonal rains hit the state Monday and will stay through at least Wednesday. Meteorologist Greg Heavener says the storm system is expected to move slowly and drench parts of the state that have already had record rainfall.
That's kind of where we see the flash flood threat really begin to increase with the slow-moving nature of the storms.
After a lull Thursday, the first wave of monsoon rains could return next week. A wildfire burning northwest of Gunnison has grown to about 2 square miles. Firefighters say they're making progress containing the low-lying fire thanks to wet weather. But large amounts of dead trees and grasses have made it difficult to fully suppress. Around a dozen homes remain under a mandatory evacuation order. Flash flood warnings are in effect for parts of Boulder County, including the town of Lyons, and in Jefferson County, including Pine and Buffalo Creek. This is CPR News.